Okay, so I'd like to present the draft on Aalto third-party discovery, which is originally a draft that has been submitted by Sebastian and Marco. And we now provided an update, which I'd like to present here. The next slide, please. So, of course, there are two fundamental solutions how you can do Aalto discovery. First, the Aalto client can be situated, if you have a checkout-based peer-to-peer application, the peer. So that's the first obvious solution. The next slide, please. And, of course, the other solution is that the Aalto client is in the checker and performs third-party queries. So the key question, of course, is what's the difference between these two things? Next slide, please. In our opinion, there's, in certain cases, a clear need for third-party discoveries. And in this new updated version of the draft, we tried to better explain this. So the key difference is, of course, that if the Aalto client is situated in the peer, the Aalto guidance is provided after the tracker has provided the result list, whereas if the tracker queries Aalto, it can provide an optimized tracker list. And to some extent, this means that in the peer-based solution, the tracker list is not optimized. And more or less random. And just to provide an insight why this is a relevant problem, we provided here a numerical example that shows that, of course, depending on the system parameterization, the checker might not provide a reasonable list of results, since it basically only returns a very small number of peers due to lack of querying the Aalto server. And this basically means that, at least in some cases, the Aalto service as a whole is not of much use, since it just the peer does not get enough information, not enough good peers. So next slide, please. So in these cases, it's obviously necessary to have queries from the tracker to Aalto servers, but this is a non-trivial problem simply because, of course, in a multi-domain environment, there might be more than one Aalto server. And this is exactly where the discovery problem emerges, which is what the draft is about. So next slide, please. So to sum up these first introduction slides, so there's a clear need for third-party Aalto queries, first of all, for tracker-based applications. And if we want to have this application, we need to have this third-party Aalto discovery mechanism, which is actually the main scope of the draft. So next slide, please. So the actual contribution of the draft beside this motivation part is to study different approaches how this server discovery can be realized. And the draft comes up with six different solutions, which are briefly summarized here on the slide. I won't go through all the details, so that the different approaches are much better explained in the draft and also shown with some examples. From a top-level point of view, the difference is whether you have some intelligence or some discovery mechanism in the tracker. These are typically the first two approaches, or to some extent also variants of it, which are the approaches 3 and 4, or whether you do some additional thing in the client. So, for example, in approach number 5, you discover an Aalto server in the client, communicate the IP address to the tracker, who then can issue the Aalto queries to this IP address. Or there's also a further variant where the client performs additional or obtains additional information and provides this to the tracker. So these are the six approaches that are currently under discussion in the draft. So, and next slide, please. There's also an initial evaluation of these six different approaches, because it turns out that none of them is optimal in all cases. So there's a kind of engineering trade-off inherently behind these different approaches. One of the key fundamental questions, for example, is the first one, the second column, actually. So the question whether we can actually assume that there are changes in the peer-to-peer client applications or not. The first two approaches would not require changes in the peer-to-peer application, whereas the latter ones would require this. You can also see here on this very initial comparison that there are downsides of the other approaches as well. So from our perspective, there's definitely a need for further discussing these engineering trade-offs and also coming to certain conclusions which of the which of the approaches should finally be incorporated in Alto. So next slide, please. So to sum up this, there is a certain need, as already mentioned, for third-party Alto server discovery, in particular for tracker-based peer-to-peer applications. The draft identifies at least 6 different approaches how this could be done, which is probably too much. So some subsets of these, or in the best case, one of them has to be selected to be further considered by the working group. One promising approach, for example, is the first one, which would be a DNS-based extension. So this is one solution that's currently, or that's also mentioned in the charter, but of course there are other solutions as well. And what we actually think is needed is a further discussion about these different options, either here or preferably on the mailing list. The latter one would also ensure that Sebastian, for example, can contribute to the discussion. So this is also one of the next steps. And the other next step that we will discuss is whether there's a possibility to align this draft with another discovery draft, which has somehow an overlap, and we will try to align these efforts. So that's it. Any questions?
Rich, won't you? I'll be brief. Can you go back a slide? I guess the comment I would make is, on the first column, requires changes of peer-to-peer application. I'm kind of torn there, because, I mean, on the one hand, my perception is that peer-to-peer applications are probably going to have to change anyway just to implement Alto in some form. They seem to be able to rapidly innovate in that particular space. On the flip side, I could imagine that maybe there's other constraints that peer-to-peer applications would have, particularly like memory footprint. A lot of these new applications, they're trying to get down to like an executable size of like 250K or smaller. And so if something, if it could, leverage existing capability in the operating system that's always there or implement it in a very lightweight way, that might be a little bit more interesting than just whether the peer-to-peer application has to change. So just some comments.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. As I mentioned, it's a very initial comparison anyway.
Related to Rich's comment, I'd like to one other thing to keep in mind, especially for P2P trackers, especially when we're doing some of this, the P4P trials, is one thing that was important was when a new peer joins, the additional workload on the P2P tracker. So if you have a tracker that's handling on the order of millions of peers, you want to make sure that the per-client workload is actually very small. So, for example, it has to go out and make a network request, like a DNS request, that even might be a big consideration for a tracker.
Yeah.
Habib, I think this draft clearly describes the 4 possible mechanisms for third-party discovery. As for the load on the tracker for auto server discovery, the comment from Richard Limi, I think some of these mechanisms maybe not overload the auto tracker, the P2P tracker. For example, with number 5 or number 6 mechanism, the clients can obtain its auto server information locally and then send to the P2P tracker. Auto tracker does not have to do any query for the auto server itself. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's true. As I mentioned, so probably this list is incomplete and there are further technical reasons to be considered, and please feel free to submit these ideas also to a mailing list. They can then be incorporated in the next release of the draft.